the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره إن شاء الله. Today we want to reflect on some verses of the Quran about the light of faith, the light of being faithful. A believer in God who commits himself or herself to God and tries to observe everything that God has asked us to perform and also to keep away from everything that Allah has asked us not to perform. This is part of a more comprehensive discussion about the concept of light, but just I chose this aspect of the concept of light. In the Quran, we find several verses that refer to the light of Islam or light of Iman, and in this case, they both mean to be faithful, to be a believer in God who tries to be pious. Surah An'am number 122, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. Allah says, I leave the judgment to you. I only raise the question. It's not difficult to give answer. In many cases, to have a question is the main thing. Many important points come to mind of people because they were able to have a question. Otherwise, to find the answer is not difficult. You know, sometimes to have the question is the main thing. And those who are very intelligent, they are the people who have more questions, but they make efforts to find also answer for that. أَبَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَا is the one who was dead and we revived him. What type of life and death is this? For sure, this is not physical life and death. Because it says, فَأَحْيَيْنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا. So Allah says, is the one who was dead, means he had no faith. And then he became faithful. He became mu'min. And therefore we gave him light. But this light is something that yamshi bihi finnas. It's very important. This light is not something which is put for you in an account. Okay, this is your light, but inshallah we'll give you later in the hereafter. This is the light that is given to you in cash. You can use it. Yamshi bihi finnas. When he goes to the street, when he goes to school, to university, to house, to mosque, to shop, anywhere he goes, he has this light with him. And therefore, his behavior would be very much different from someone who doesn't have this light. He can better decide, he can better understand, he can better control his anger, he can better overcome his emotions, because Allah has given him light. يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. Okay, is such a person who has been given iman and light, كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, is he like the one who is in darkness? We are all in darkness. To be in darkness by itself doesn't show a person is bad or good, because all human beings are in darkness. But we have two types of people. There are people who are in darkness because we have limited light, so we are in darkness, but they are moving towards light. Allah waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. So they are in darkness, but they are moving towards light. Allah is taking them towards light. The prophets take them towards light. أخرج قومك من الظلمات إلى النور. Allah said to Musa, take your people from darkness to light.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
So to be in a state of relative darkness is something which is common to all of us. But what is bad is that there are people in darkness and they enjoy themselves in being in darkness. They don't want to go out. كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ بَتْ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. He doesn't want to leave. He doesn't want to go out of this darkness. خَارِجٍ مِنْهَا means لَيْسَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. خَارِج doesn't mean out. Kharij means the one who is living, who is going out. There are people who are in darkness, but they are not moving. And if they move towards more darkness, not they move towards light. This is the problem. You have so much been used to darkness that if you are shown a path towards light, you say, no. You know, like people who have been in cave for many years, or in a, for example, you know, prison underground for several years, then if all of a sudden there is light, they cannot tolerate. They become blind because they are used to darkness. This is not human nature, but human nature is very much changeable. Yeah? If you have lived in darkness for many years, then gradually you will start enjoying darkness. And if someone invites you towards light, you say, no, I want to enjoy myself in darkness. And this is the condition of people whose nature is transformed and changed. So there are people that they are in darkness, لَيْسَ بِخَارَجٍ مِنْهَا. They don't want to leave. They don't want to go out. So we have the choice. Either we follow the path of Iman, then Allah gives us light by which we walk among the people, or we can remain in darkness and add to our mistakes, to our crimes, and waste our life. In Surah Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Tahrim number 8, that this light of Iman, which is there in dunya, but maybe some people don't realize, and they don't find that a mu'min has this light. Sometimes they make mockery of mu'mineen. On the day of judgment, this light becomes so obvious that even those people who in dunya didn't understand, they would find it very clear. And they want to have it. Because that is the world in which everything will become clear. All the truths become known. There is no hiddenness. Everything becomes very clear and obvious.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe as hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.